About 1,000 people gathered at the state capitol Saturday carrying signs reading, "I Stand with Walker." On the podium, the state director of Americans for Prosperity, Luke Hilgeman, said the group now boasts more than 100,000 members, all of whom back Walker.
Our legislators are now listening to we the people. You know what? That is the Wisconsin way. That is the Walker way. And now that is our way forward in Wisconsin.
But 3 years ago, the Tax Day Tea Party rally at the Capitol drew a much larger crowd of 9,000 people. CapTimes editor John Nichols, a Walker opponent who's given speeches at almost every anti-Walker rally at the Capitol, looked on from the edge of the crowd on Saturday. He says Governor Walker's attack on collective bargaining has disappointed some union members who were once Republican voters.
We have to remember 37% of Wisconsin union households voted for Walker. They decided, well, you know, look, I don't like what the Democrats are doing to me, but now I really don't like what the Republicans are doing to me, so I think it's a very sunny day. I'm going to stay home.
But those who came out on Saturday were fervent Walker supporters. Richard Wohler of Sheboygan wore a T-shirt reading, "Scott Walker, he's my hero."
I've had many, many relatives and friends that work for the state. They knew they had a sweetheart deal, that they never had to pay for benefits. They knew it was going to end someday, and it did. And I support Scott Walker because he's doing the right thing.
The Americans for Prosperity group are counting on people like Wohler to help get out the vote on June 5th to keep Governor Walker in office. Gilman Halstead, Wisconsin Public Radio.